Our next round is called Just Sit Right Back. And here to play it, we have Rachel Lang and Navdeep Tucker. Now, I'm hoping Just Sit Right Back means something to you. Rachel, does that mean anything to you?
I mean, I feel relaxed now.
You feel relaxed? All right.
Yeah.
Might be an issue. Navdeep, does it mean anything to you?
I feel like it's how I feel when I watch television.
Oh, okay. That's a good start. Do you watch a lot of television, Navdeep?
I do.
Yeah?
I watch quite a bit.
You've worked in television.
I work in entertainment.
Yes. And what do you do in entertainment?
I'm a lawyer.
Oh, you're a lawyer.
A television lawyer?
A music lawyer.
A music television lawyer?
Correct.
Yes.
Very good. Rachel, do you watch a lot of television?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you work in television.
I did.
This was the confusion.
I do and I did.
You do and you did.
Yeah.
What kind of television did you work in?
I used to work in reality TV.
Oh, yeah. Reality television.
Yeah.
The high bar.
Yes. Very proud of my years there.
Do the people on reality television, are they exactly how they display?
Sometimes, but honestly, I would say that a lot of people don't realize how smart some of them are.
Like, some of them are smart.
Maybe smart's the wrong word. Savvy?
Savvy, okay. Yeah, right. Ambitious?
Yes.
Got it. Well, for this game, we are going to enlist the help of Jonathan Coulton and our special musical guest, They Might Be Giants.
That's right. You know, there was a golden age of TV sitcom theme songs. They used to have theme songs with verses and choruses. They would explain the entire premise of the show rather than just dropping you in and hoping that you can swim through the plot. We thought it would be helpful if modern TV dramas had similarly expository theme songs. So here's an example. Here's the story of a Lannister lady who was trysting with her brother on the side. Puzzle Guru Archung, what's the answer?
That would be the theme song to The Brady Bunch, rewritten to be about Game of Thrones.
That's right.
Winter is coming.
So, you see, you have to tell us what the drama is that we are describing with the lyrics. And for a bonus point, tell us what sitcom the theme song was originally from. And if you get either part incorrect, your opponent can steal that point. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just sit right back in your Chippendale with a wealthy family. They live in a Yorkshire mansion in highbrow society. The Earl, he is unflappable. The Dowager's so strong. Aristocrats and servants, can they really get along? Can they really get along? Rachel.
Downton Abbey is the drama.
Yes.
And the song is, oh my God. Wait, all I can think of is...
It's okay, relax. They're just young, everybody. They're just young. It's not their fault.
I agree with you. It is shocking. Navdeep, do you know the answer?
That would be Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
Nice. You are both correct. Making your way in D.C. today, there's no room for disgrace. Hire yourself a crisis manager, maybe you'll save face. Has your public image gone astray? Sometimes you need to know somebody who can clear your name. She'll find someone else to blame. She's got problems of her own. Her wardrobe is never tame. She'll always be somebody who can clear your name. Rachel.
Scandal is the drama.
Uh-huh.
Thank God. I just want to say that, Ophira, you look a lot like Olivia Pope right now, and I'm loving it.
You won the game.
Thank you. And the show is Cheers.
You got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some help from John Flansburgh on this one.
Check, 1, 2.
He's a rock star, so that's
check.
How...
Check.
That's how you do it in the rock star business.
What's the chord that we start the song with?
I will play it and then we will begin. You ready?
Yeah.
Misanthrope, you hate when your patients die. Misanthrope, and you know for a fact that all people lie. As a diagnostician, you're unsurpassed, but your personal issues are surely vast. Vicodin addiction.
Vicodin addiction.
Co-workers causing friction.
Co-workers causing friction.
Yeah, you walk with a cane and you're not completely sane. Misanthrope. Misanthrope, misanthrope, misanthrope. Misanthrope, misanthrope, misanthrope.
Rachel.
The drama's house, and I don't know at all what the other thing is.
No, that's expected. That is expected.
I know the song.
It was written by John Sebastian, and at the very end, they had pictures of the elevated train in Brooklyn.
I know the song. I know it's Welcome Back.
Yeah. You just need one more word.
Cotter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Meet Dana, the one who stays detached. Remained a skeptic till Fox was snatched. But Fox believes conspiracies and cover-ups occur with ease. They might seem mismatched, but they're partners. They're FBI partners, and you'll find when paranormal things they sleuth, they both are searching for the truth. They become aligned when partners find threats to mankind.
Rachel.
It's the X-Files, and I don't know what the other thing is.
You sound so sad. Don't feel sad.
Well,
you're young.
I'm disappointed
in myself.
Your
whole life is in front of you.
You have so much potential.
X-Files is correct. Navdeep, do you want to steal the second point?
There's some sort of relative. I know that part.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. That's right.
There's some sort of relative.
Some
okay,
sort
that's good.
Relative.
They're related in some manner.
Related in
unusual relatives. What is it? Everyone knows what it is, right? It's the Patty Duke Show. They were cousins, identical cousins, which I don't think is a thing.
No,
it's not.
All right, here we go.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever came of me, I'm living in New York, I'm in the ad game. Now I have a new identity. Got kinda tired of having no real future. Ditched the war, left poverty behind. Living the ideal mid-century lifestyle. Nothing really seems to ease my mind. I'm living in New York City, and I've got a fake name.
Rachel.
Mad Men.
Uh-huh. And?
I think...
Yeah, you're just going to pass. Don't even try.
No.
Don't even try. Navdeep, do you know what the original sitcom was?
They know.
They know. No, I know. But they're not up here on stage. It's hard for you guys.
Is it Partridge Family?
Dear God.
Not even close. Not even close, no. What is it, everybody?
WKRP
in Cincinnati. It was a show about a radio station. Radio was a kind of... this is your last question. To make it extra climactic, we're going to have They Might Be Giants play this one.
Now the drug war failed, and we see that every day. Institutions are corrupt, and it's always been this way. The cops are gangs, the mayor and the press. Now Stringer Bell is dead, but no one will confess. 'Cause it's Baltimore, yes it's Baltimore, yes it's Baltimore and Maryland, yes it is.
Enough deep.
Is it The Wire?
It is The Wire, yes. Well done. Any idea
Some, but not a whole idea.
Not a whole idea.
Okay.
Not enough of an idea to offer an answer.
You just described a sitcom, my friend.
Maybe that'll be my second career.
Okay. Rachel, do you have any idea what it is?
No.
No, okay. What is it, everybody? Different Strokes, that's right. Art, what happened in this game?
What happened?
I just felt my mortality. That's one thing that happened.
Well, for fourth graders, they did pretty well. But Rachel was our winner.
Congratulations, Rachel. Great job, Navdeep. Rachel, you'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round coming at the end of the show. Let's welcome our special musical guests. They might be giants.
This next song is brand new. We've never performed it in a public place before, and it seems very fitting to be performing it on a quiz and puzzle show, because the sort of the core part of the song is ultimately poetic. In many ways, is a puzzle. This song was written as a villanelle. It's like a limerick or a haiku or a sonnet, a little more like a sonnet in that it's got a very strict rhyme scheme. And there's some very, very good villanelles that have been written. This is not one of them. So this song is called Hate the Villanelle. And it's a true story about writing this song.
Don't hate the villain, hate the villanelle. With these picky rules and odd jigsaw rhymes, curses, these verses are my prison cell. From the very first bell, the teacher's ruler, those maddening chimes. Don't hate the villain, hate the villanelle. Choking in class, oh, the words I misspell. Mumbles and stammers, but all those real crimes. Curses, these verses are my prison cell. Someone could hear for someone to tell, but friends have all fled to faraway climes. Don't hate the villain, hate the villanelle. I solve this puzzle, but tumble through hell. These words are fractions when I needed primes. Curses, these verses are my prison cell. Disappears as I wave farewell. This gentle quicksand turns into hard times. Don't hate the villain, hate the villanelle. Curses, these verses are my prison cell.
Thank you very much.
That was Hate the Villanelle. They might be giants, everybody. Coming up after the break, we'll talk to the geniuses behind Radiolab and find out if the rumor is true that they really can read each other's minds. So stay tuned. This is NPR's Ask Me Another.
Prison cell. Someone someone could hear, for someone to tell. But friends have all fled to faraway climes. Don't hate the villain, hate the villanelle. I solve this puzzle, but tumble through hell. These words are fractions when I needed primes. Curses, these verses are my prison cell. My hand disappears as I wave farewell. This gentle quicksand turns into hard times. Don't hate the villain, hate the villanelle. Curses, these verses are my prison cell.